Welcome to Relevant Live with Pastor Chris Sarno, a weekly podcast from Relevant Church in Daytona Beach, Florida. We pray this message helps you connect to God as you find your place, reveal your purpose, and unlock your potential. Let's head live to Pastor Chris for today's powerful message.
I want you to pick up where we left off. We can look right here in Romans chapter 8. Romans 8:14. King James is great. Talking about this joint heir, and we're talking about this position of progressional revelation for the believer, understanding you are an heir of Christ. We see this in Romans 8:14. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. So we understand we are the sons of God. We're to be led by the Spirit, and hopefully we get good at doing that. We have not received the spirit of bondage to fear, but we've received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father, right? What is he saying? You don't have the bondage of fear. You receive the Spirit. Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Now look at 8:17. And if children, you are, then you're an heir, and you're an heir of God, and a joint heir with Jesus. If so be you suffer with him, you may also be glorified with him. So he says, you're an heir and a joint heir. So now, let's look at that word joint heir. We left off on this last week. One who is in union together with an inheritor. That is the definition of joint heir in the Greek. One who is in union together with an inheritor. So I likened it to a husband and wife, right? So like I said this, like if Pastor Liz, and if you don't know, that's, you know, her family, her mom and dad. If her mom and dad leave her an inheritance, they didn't leave it to me per se. They were leaving it to her. But because I'm a joint heir with her, it becomes my inheritance too. Because we're one. So now let's look at this in Ephesians chapter 2, 6, 7, amp. Just a regular amp, not the plus. Because it reads just a little different. Ephesians 2, 6, and 7. I want you to see this. Because what you start understanding is together with Christ, we're heirs. He, look at a second. Yeah, 2, 6. He raised us up together, wow, with him when we believed and seated us with him in heavenly places because we are in Christ Jesus. Wow. Wow. And why did he do that? Check this out. Look at verse 7. And he did this so that in the ages to come, he might clearly show the immeasurable and unsurpassed riches of his grace in his kindness towards us in Christ Jesus by providing for our redemption. Ain't that good? That's phenomenal. So we have to receive our inheritance in Christ, in Jesus. Okay, now, this is really cool. He did this so we could clearly demonstrate the immeasurability, the limitless, the surpassing riches of free grace, unmerited favor, his kindness and goodness, and what? I mean, this is amazing. Look what he gave us, right? His inheritance is what? Immeasurable. You can't measure it. Wasn't that the first part of the scripture? It's right. It's limitless. Surpassing. It's grace. Right? It was free gift. Look what it says in Hebrews 1 and 2. Hebrews 1, verse 1 and 2. You're going to like this. God, who at sundry times and in device manners spake in time past under the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, okay, whom he appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds. Now, why am I saying that? Who was made heir of all things? Jesus. So if you're a joint heir with Jesus and he's heir of all things, that means I'm an heir of all things. Now, look at Hebrews 1:2 and the Amplified. This is gonna get you, man. Okay? 1:2. Hebrews 1:2. Watch this. Yeah, man. Wow. Watch this. Okay. And then we can look at it maybe in the +2, but I just want to see this because the plus might give you a little bit more, but I want to see this just first. Has in these last days spoken with finality to us the person of one who is what? By his character and nature. His Son, namely Jesus, whom he have made. Yeah. This is the one I want. Perfect. Namely Jesus, whom he appointed heir and lawful owner of all things. Wow. Who he created. Who's the lawful owner of everything? Jesus. So when you walk out the door, he's the owner of the land. He's the owner of the sky. He's the owner of the trees. You say, well, there's people in there. No. He's the original owner. God promised everything to his Son as an inheritance. That's where you see Romans 8:29 in the NLT. Look at Romans 8:29 in the NLT. Woo, this is spicy. I'm telling you, man, this stuff just sinks in and really just gets you to start really thinking. When you look at this, man, Romans 8:29 NLT, for God knew his people in advance. Okay. He chose them to become like his Son so that the Son would be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters. He said Jesus was the firstborn of many. So you are the sons and daughters that were born after him because you're one with him. Everything's yours. Wow. Wow. If Jesus is heir of all things and we're joint heirs with him, that must make us heirs of all things as well. You better believe it. We inherited everything Jesus inherited. When you got born again, Jesus moved in with everything he is and everything he has. Ain't that good? I think it's like life-changing. I love it. Everything belongs to you. Look at Galatians 4:7. You can leave it in the NLT. Just Galatians 4:7 NLT. Then we'll look at it, the message. It'll just make sense. Now you are no longer a slave, but God's own child. And since you're his child, God has made you his heir. Wow. Look at the message. The message is wild. Look at this thing. When you see this stuff, man, this stuff just, boom, it blows up. It's just a different angle to look at it. If you're a child, man, this one's going to get you too. You're an heir. And if you're an heir, my God, check it out. God, make it plain that you are not, God, make it plain that what? You are not a slave, but a child. And if you are a child, then you're what? You're also an heir. heir, sorry, with complete access to the inheritance. What do you mean the inheritance? All them spiritual blessings Jesus laid up for you. I got access to an inheritance. It's waiting for you. Take it. Look at Ephesians 1:3 in the NLT. That's a good one too. Because you know it says, all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. NLT says, all praise to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in heavenly realms because we are united with Christ. Man. Man. Look at 2 Peter 1, 3, and 4, and just the amp, not the plus. Man, this thing, I'm going to give you these words, man, because it says that they're Greek, and there's some stuff in here. Bequeath, you know what I mean? You know, he bequeathed things to you. Look at this thing, 2 Peter 1, 3, 4. For his divine power has bestowed upon us all things that are what? Look at this. This is so good. Check this out. It's like everything that was suited, requested, life, godly, transformation, through the full personal knowledge, I got knowledge. Now I got knowledge, I've been bestowed all things. I didn't have knowledge of being bestowed all things before, but now because I got the knowledge from Jesus, I know I'm owner of everything. So I know he bestowed all things through knowledge of him who called us by glory and excellence and virtue. By means of these, right? Excellence. He has bestowed on us precious and exceeding promises. Right? Bestowed upon us. So that through them we could escape the moral decay that's out there. That's verse 4. You want to see that? Yeah, you got that up there. Right? By flight from moral decay. Wow. Right? Stuff is just good. For by these he bestowed on us precious and magnificent promises of what? Inexpressible value. So that by them you may escape from the immoral freedom that is in the world because of disputable desire and become sharers of the divine nature. Jesus. Another translation says, you by flight from moral decay, you left behind covetousness, greed, rottenness, corruption, and became partakers of the divine. He bequeathed unto me and you, bestowed upon me and you. That word bequeatheth, right? Or King James fancy, to give or leave by will. Used especially of property. If you were going to bequeath something to someone, you were leaving them property. I got news for you. In this inheritance, his divine power has given you everything you need for a godly life. Though our knowledge of him and through the knowledge of him is the key. Because our inheritance as heirs of God includes everything we would ever need. That's Ephesians 1 and 3. Who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings. So before you showed up, he put the inheritance package, everything you're going to need. It's good. I like Revelations 21:7 too. You want to pop that up there? That'd be good. And then we'll go to Psalms 103. We're going to receive this inheritance, man. It's the key. Look at this. Cheers. He that overcometh shall inherit all things. And I will be his God, and he shall be my son. See it? He said, if you could just, what? Overcome. And we understand that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. What do you mean the word of your testimony? Well, the words of your mouth. Look at Psalms 103, 1 through 5. Y'all know this one. Yeah, I love this. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless. That's my. You ever start eating before you bless the food? That's my prayer. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Because I've already eaten some of it, and I forgot to pray. That's my scripture. So next time you start eating some chicken, or you start eating something, and you're eating, and you go, oh, man, I forgot to pray, pray this. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. It's funny, right? Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Benefits. What do you mean, benefits? I mean benefits. Don't forget how good he is in dispersing the blessings, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals your disease, who redeems your life from destruction. This is the blessing. Who crowns you with loving kindness, tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. My God in heaven. After you read that, aren't you expecting great blessings? Aren't you expecting something good to happen today? Aren't you expecting great things because grace has been given to you? You should. You are heirs of everything now. And I know what you're going to think, but I don't see it. Faith doesn't walk by what it sees. Look at Colossians, last scriptures. Colossians, we'll pick up in this thing next week. Colossians 1, 12, and 13. King James is great. So good. Give thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be. Now, the word meet means to be enabled, qualified, make able, to equip. To partake of the inheritance of the saints in light. He made us to become what? Partakers of an inheritance. Who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear son. My God in heaven, I feel the Holy Ghost. Did you get that? He made me a partaker. Made me meet of a partaker. Qualified us. Oh, I love the Holy Ghost. And we're out of time. My God in heaven. What are we going to do? I got to, but I'm going to pray for you. I'm going to shut this thing off so it doesn't ring. You got to pull that in, man. He made you qualified for the inheritance. He made you enabled for the inheritance. He made you able for the inheritance. He made you equipped for the inheritance. You ain't got to do nothing but believe. What did you inherit? Partaker of the saints in light. What was the inherited? Power of darkness you've been delivered from. And that's everything to do with the devil. I got the devil on the run. He's scared. I told somebody the other day, I said, I went to a new level and I can't find the devil. He ain't standing there. He's gone. He knows the sons of God are rising in manifestation. Your spiritual life is taking on a whole new meaning. And I'm going to pray for you. And here's your takeaway for tonight. I have been made a partaker of an inheritance, not because of anything I did, because of everything Jesus did. I just become a partaker of it by faith because he already processed the plan and I'm just a receiver on the other end. Let me pray for you. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for each and every person listening to the sound of my voice. I thank you, Lord, for leading them, guiding them, and helping them in this understanding of being an heir. Thank you, Father, for changing their world through revelation, knowledge, and the power of God. And Father, I know you love them. You want to reveal yourself to them, and you want to do supernatural things in their life. Thank you for doing it, and thank you for blessing them and opening the eyes of their understanding so they see and know greater than ever before. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, and everybody said, amen. Praise the Lord. Hey, guys, check out these announcements. We've got a lot of cool stuff getting ready to happen here. We're getting ready to just really step in this brand new series. I promise you, God is changing your world. And I want you to know, man, as you hold on to this, just being an heir and walking in your position in the earth, walking like a son, walking like an heir, living like a lord, reigning like a king, your life is never going to be the same again. Check these announcements out. I love you. I'll see you Sunday. Don't forget, invite somebody, pick somebody up, bring them to church. We're changing this city one person at a time. I love you. I'll see you then.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Relevant Live with Pastor Chris Sarnum. If you are interested in learning more about Relevant Church, you can visit us at relevantfl.org. And don't forget to subscribe to our channel to hear more messages like this one every single week. Thanks for listening.